That's this last week we were invaded by family. Wait a minute, that doesn't sound right. We were infested by relatives. No, that sounds worse. Wait a second. We greatly enjoyed the opportunity to have family visit. As many of you know, I grew up with an aunt and uncle and cousins, and so my aunt visited and my two cousins and their spouses had an opportunity for my children to join them as well as our granddaughter. And so it was important to have this opportunity for them to all come from California and for us to be together once again. And as is always when we get together, there are many memorable occasions, and our time together is so often marked by laughter. Because I hear the stories about my mother and my aunt when they were young, babysitting their nieces and nephews. I hear all the stories about our childhood in California and all the things that took place. Often heard the same stories within an hour of each other. But one of the things you have to accept that being part of our family is being teased. For example, we play card games often when we get together, and the purpose of our card games are not to win the game. No, not at all. But the purpose of the card games are to sit and to play with anticipation. Anticipation to watch to see who made the mistake so we could tease them. Anticipating someone losing and tease them. Waiting for someone to ask a question about the rules for the fourth or fifth or tenth time and tease them. But it's wonderful to see my mother and my aunt gathering together, sitting close to one another with their heads bent down, giggling like schoolgirls. That's a little bit of what it means to be a part of our family. I think of the relationship that my mother and aunt have as sisters. I think back to the friendship that my father and uncle had that were friends before they were brothers-in-law. And I want to share a little bit about when Jesus teaches his parable, shares his stories, what it means then to be part of God's kingdom. What are we to be like? What is our character? For God's kingdom is not found in a place or in a land. Jesus teaches that God's kingdom is discovered in people. It is discovered in people such as you and I. Jesus spoke in parables to inspire his disciples, to give them hope, and as they are filled with hope, then to share and to give that hope to others. And so this morning we read about the Pharisee and the tax collector. First of all, the Pharisee. The Pharisee is standing by himself. The implication of that setting, of that image, of that picture, is that the Pharisee stood by himself and then prayed to himself. Prayed to himself. The idea is a Pharisee who is full of pride, full of himself, we would say. The Pharisee can be characterized by a rabbinic saying that comes from that age and from that time. And it goes like this. If there are only two righteous men in the world, I and my son are these two. If there is only one, I am he. So the Pharisee then is praying. And his desire is for God to endorse him. His prayer is for God to endorse him. After all, he would say he surpasses the requirements imposed by the law. He observes all the prescribed rules and traditions to the letter. in his prayer, we see how he would trust in himself and inform God how good he is and that God is in his debt, looking for his reward, saying basically to God, now that I have done all these things, you owe me. And so the Pharisee is exalting himself. But I also want to emphasize this point. Not only does he exalt himself, but he denounces the tax collector. He belittles him. He demeans him. Looks upon others with condemnation. And we have the tax collector who simply prays, be merciful to me, a sinner, recognizing that he is sinful. And it's important then also to point out that by his recognition and by his prayer, that this tax collector, this man, understands the dynamic extent of God's gracious character. God is not merciful to him because who he, the tax collector, is. But God is merciful for who God is. There was a man checking the ads in the newspaper, and he came across an ad for used camera equipment. He's reading through the ad, and it described that this was a complete camera system. It was loaded with many advanced features and went into a great amount of detail. But what really sold the man then on this camera equipment is that it said, it takes only perfect pictures because every possible mistake has already been made. And so it is with the tax collector who recognizes all the mistakes that have been made. And with that, recognizes a merciful God. That prayers are not a reliance on our own virtue, but prayers are a reliance on the mercy of God. One other question that this poses, this parable that Jesus shares that we may contemplate, is then, who do we compare ourselves with? Do we find ourselves doing so? There's a story about a man many years ago went on a train ride, probably to visit family and friends. And it was winter time. And as the train was traveling, he noticed how the land was bare and gray. Those of you who come from Minnesota, North Dakota, may be able to relate. But then along the side of the tracks, they passed a white cottage. And he saw how the white cottage stood in contrast to the stark countryside and just seemed to radiate. On his return trip, the train passed that white cottage again, of course. But now he looked at that white cottage in a different light because it had snowed. And now that white cottage seemed drab and soiled when surrounded by the pure white snow. Can we possibly compare ourselves with others? Really, when we see others, we only see what they outwardly show. not the inward reality after all. You may look up to people who are impressive but maybe lack character. You may think little of others, but really within them they radiate virtue. But as we explore what it means to be part of God's kingdom, we begin with the mercy of God. It is that mercy, that grace, that fills us with hope. The reward then, the reward, is to be able to do the things as you would do for those you love with others. Be able to do for those whom you have a relationship with. Anticipate and look forward to be able to do in relationships that we have yet to experience. To reach out and to serve and to join in fellowship. The Pharisee is one who will belittle and demean and laugh at others. When I think of the tax collector, I think of this last week with two elderly women sitting with their heads bowed, giggling together, sharing the joy in the relationship, celebrating being a gift to one another.